Close your eyes. Take a couple of long, deep in and out breaths. Where do you feel the breathing in the body? Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself, does long breathing feel good? Watch it for a while. And if it feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't feel good, you can change. You can make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Pay attention to see what breathing feels good right now. As for any other thoughts you may have at the moment, just let them go, let them go. You've got more important work to do, which is training your mind. Developing inner worth, inner wealth. We live in a strange world where they think that people with a lot of money and a lot of things are wealthy. Actually, it's the people with good qualities in the mind. Those are the ones who are wealthy. It's one of the reasons why the Buddha encourages generosity. Because when you give something away, and it has to be voluntary. The Buddha doesn't encourage forcing people to give, but when you feel inspired to give, you realize that you're making a trade. The material object goes, but your mind expands. You know, of course, there are lots of other ways of being generous besides material objects. You can be generous with your time, generous with your strength, generous with your forgiveness, generous with what you know of the Dharma. All of these things count as generosity. And the more you give away, the more you get in return in terms of the good qualities in your mind. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until you die to see the results of this. You can see it right here, right now. When you're able to give something away, there's a sense that you're wealthy. You have more than enough. It's the people who just hold on, hold on, hold on. They're poor. No matter how many things they have, they're still poor. But those of us who see that by giving away, the mind expands. You get it's a much better trade. And John Lee compares it to squeezing juice out of some fruit. When you give a gift, what you're giving is actually the leftover remains of the fruit. What you keep with you is the juice, the good part of the material thing. Because that's what's good about material things, is we learn how to share them. In and of themselves, they don't provide that much happiness. But when you give something away, that goes deep into the heart. So, and the Buddha said, so many aspects of the Dharma, so many levels of the Dharma are based on giving away, which is why when he taught the Dharma, the very first topic would be generosity. The first point in right view is there is giving. Of course, you think about that and say, of course there's giving. But what he meant was that there's something important happens when you give a gift. It's you have the choice to give or not to give. And the fact that you've made the choice to give, that's something that's worthwhile. And the recipient is also worthwhile. It means there's value in the act of giving. So you learn how to appreciate it. As the Buddha pointed out, that when you give, you can feel good about it beforehand, that you're able to let go of some stinginess. You feel good while you're giving it, and then you feel good afterwards. There's so many types of happiness in the world where you're happy in anticipation, but not all that happy in actually doing it, and then there's bad results that come down the line afterwards. Whereas with this, it's good all the way. Good in the thought, good in the intention, good in the giving, and good in the reflection. This is why so many lists, in addition to right view, you've got the perfections, you've got the types of merit. All these begin with giving. When he was going to teach people how to gain awakening, he started with the talk on giving. Because the mind that's willing to give is the mind that's going to be able to give up its defilements. Our problem is you hold on to material things, you just start holding on to all kinds of things. But when you see the benefit that comes from voluntarily giving something up, then you're more likely to give up things that are closer and closer to your heart. Things like your greed, your aversion, your delusion. These are things we're very possessive of. What do they do for us? They pull us down. So for the sake of happiness now and on into the future, think about things that you can give away. And be happy to give away. Be happy that you have the opportunity to do that. There's so many people in the world who just don't have enough to share. But there are a lot of people who on the outside look like they have very little to share, but they're still able to share. That shows that they're wealthy. Remember when I was in Thailand, there was a young couple. All they had was a little tiny shack that was big enough for the two of them to lie down in. A little tiny kitchen behind, and that was it. And yet they would put food in my bowl. they felt they had enough to share. So they were wealthy in that sense. If you think about it, you have many more things than they have. But if you can't give them away, you should be embarrassed. They saw the value of generosity that as human beings living with one another, we have to be generous with one another. This is what makes human society a good place to live. So you create your environment by your choices to give or not give. So when you have the opportunity to give, take it. And you benefit now and on into the future.